Next up on the teleconference is Nebraska's Amy Williams. The Cornhuskers have three starters and four of their top six scorers back this season, along with four newcomers. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could offer up some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Yes, good morning, and I just appreciate everyone that's with us today, and I'm really pleased with the progress. We've just really been stressing to this team to kind of fall in love with the process, and it is a process, and they've been buying into that, and I think overall our team has made significant strides with kind of strength and conditioning, and we're seeing that carry over to the court here early in practice.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Ralph Benarchik, Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Williams. Looking forward to seeing you guys later this season. I'm wondering about Rachel Blackburn, someone that, of course, has been through a lot even before you got there in terms of injuries. What's Rachel's status right now, and what do you hope to get from Rachel Blackburn this season that could do so much for you guys moving forward?
Well, yeah, Ralph, thanks for the question. And I'll tell you, Rachel, we've just been – this is an incredibly tough kid. It was interesting when I was visiting with one of the other coaches, one of my colleagues that also recruited Rachel, and he said that when he went to her home visit and saw a picture of her holding a snake that was as tall as she was and then the gun she shot it with in the other hand, you know, I mean, she's just kind of a tough-nosed, hard kid, hardworking kid, and I'll tell you, she just shows that every day, and we've been so pleased this off season with just the incredible effort she has put into trying to get herself healthy. And she's currently working back into practice, and probably, if I were to estimate, taking reps in about half of our practice right now as we're easing her back on the court, and just really like what we're seeing out of her. And she's just, she brings a toughness and a mentality that we really need to see.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Vera.
When you're building a program, you know, one of the philosophies is you can't always look for the big wins. You have to celebrate the little ones. Can you define what some of those little wins will be for you this season?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point and good question, Vera. And I think that we talk about that all the time, is that we are recognizing just every single day, just small wins within our program. And I think, you know, we talk all the time, if you want to have a good team, then be a great teammate. And the way that we are watching our kids learn how to really pick each other up and be there for each other and understand what it really means to be a great teammate. And those little things are small wins for us on a daily basis. And I think, there's been a very consistent message from the girls that, you know, they just want to make it their goal to be the hardest working team that's on the court every time that we step on the court. And I think that we can measure those things in kind of small ways, and that's going to remain our focus this season.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Coach, and good luck.
Thanks, Vera.
Your next question is from Michelle Vogel, ESPN.com.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. So when you're going through a stretch like you guys did last year where it's just long, long, long stretches of losses and, you know, you're looking for the positives or the light at the end of the tunnel, how did you sort of get through that? And then also, was it gratifying, at least at the end of the season, you guys did get some big wins, even, you know, at a time when you'd been through some really long stretches where there wasn't that success on the final scoreboard to help you to get there?
Yeah, Michelle, I mean, that's right. It was a difficult stretch on everybody. I think that, you know, we had to lean heavily on each other during that stretch. And I think there were times where, you know, our coaching staff was really good about being able to focus our players in on things that were not that final scoreboard and focusing on those small wins that Vera was asking about. But there were plenty of times, too, where our players kind of inspired us to keep in mind that we're making progress. And we said all year long last year that our number one goal was just going to be playing our best basketball down the stretch and at the tail end of the season. And I think, you know, those couple of good last home wins against Indiana and Michigan State were a chance for us to kind of reward the support of our fan base that stayed with us through a very difficult season, and for our team to be able to kind of have something that showed that our ability to kind of stick with it and stay with the process can pay off. And I think that it really helped motivate us in the off season.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Brent Wagner, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hi, Amy. I was wondering, is Kate Kane back practicing?
Hey, Brent. How are you doing today? Yeah, Kate is worked back into practice, so we're very excited to have her back. And she's just missed a few weeks there, and now we're going to work her back into some conditioning and excited to have her back on the floor.
What kind of impact can she have this season, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, and several people on this call this morning have kind of mentioned that there is that that learning curve for all freshmen. But I think that Kate is coming to Nebraska at an incredible time to be able to make an impact. And, you know, we need the strengths that she brings. And she definitely has shown an ability to find ways to be creative and score around the basket and be that presence inside. And I think she just possesses some talents and skills and size that we really needed in the program. And so we are going to expect that she's going to be able to have a really good freshman season.
What was her injury?
She had a foot injury that we are confident that she's been able to recover from and is looking good right now.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Thanks so much.